The Haynes Economic Development Corporation releases a 5-year plan to strengthen the economy. And the Haynes Borough Assembly exempts rent payments for long-term housing from the borough sales tax. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Last week, the Haynes Economic Development Corporation released its 5-year economic development plan. The document outlines how HEDC aims to facilitate economic development over the next 5 years. In September 2017, the Haynes Borough Assembly agreed to give the HEDC $95,000. Since then, the new nonprofit has set out to accomplish a few goals. The first, compile a baseline report on the Haynes economy. That was completed in July using information gathered by the McDowell Group and a community survey. The survey polled residents by phone and allowed anyone to participate online. From that information, HEDC has identified a set of long and short-term goals, opportunities, and actions that could strengthen the economy. HEDC Executive Director Margaret Friedenauer says it's important to have a community document that outlines economic goals that the community has agreed are important.
It's not just for HEDC, but it's for other organizations who might need to point to this document and say, in doing our work, we're doing this to accomplish an economic development goal or a strategy that is outlined in this document. And that can lend a lot of credence to other organizations and to the borough government's role in economic development.
The 5-year plan has been approved by the board. However, the organization is still seeking feedback from the public.
We're using the document right now. You know, there's initiatives in there that are already underway because, you know, we're doing work now. But as far as the official document being finalized, that will happen in the weeks following the public presentation.
HEDC will host a public meeting on October 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chilkat Center to discuss the plan. The document can be found on the HEDC website. Based solely on applause, Governor Bill Walker appeared to be a favorite among the crowd attending a gubernatorial candidate forum hosted by Southeast Conference Wednesday in Ketchikan. While all three candidates for Alaska governor received a round of applause following opening and closing statements, the level of clapping for the incumbent outpaced that of his challengers, former State Senator Mike Dunleavy and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich. The candidates answered questions submitted by audience members for about 75 minutes. There was a strict time limit for answers, so the moderator, Southeast Conference Executive Director Robert Venables, was able to cover a lot of ground. The first question focused on the Alaska Marine Highway System Reform Project, which Southeast Conference is leading.
Is this a process you can support and give due consideration to the recommended outcomes? Or what is your approach to making the Marine Highway System more viable in the foreseeable future?
Walker, who is unaffiliated with a political party, had the first opportunity to answer. He says he signed an agreement with Southeast Conference to move forward with that reform process, and he continues to support the effort.
And we want, what I don't want to do is continue to have this ongoing battle in Juneau about the funding. You know, the funding has been decreased about $30 million over the past several years, and that hurts. That hurts significantly. It's got to be reliable. You've got to know what's going to be there. When people say the ridership is down, you know why the ridership is down? Because we're not there.
Budget cuts have restricted the number of ferry runs, as have ferry maintenance issues as the fleet gets older. Begich, a Democrat, says he's a fan of the Marine Highway System and rode it every summer when he was growing up in Anchorage.
But here's the challenge. For years, the Marine Highway System has been treated like a second-class citizen to the transportation network of our state. It's a part of the transportation system. When we talk highways and bridges, we should include the Marine Highway System in that conversation.
Begich says the system needs updating and needs to be a service Southeast residents can rely on. He adds that state officials must accept it will always need some kind of state subsidy, just like roads and bridges throughout Alaska. Dunleavy, a Republican, supported budget cuts to the Alaska Marine Highway System when he served in the state Senate. But he told the audience Wednesday that he understands the ferry system is important to Southeast.
I support what the group is doing, and I look forward to working with that group and finding efficiencies and ways to make it make the Marine Highway System a sustainable system for generations to come. And I think by putting our collective heads together, we can come up with some ideas that'll get us there.
The forum was packed with up to about 400 people. other questions submitted covered each candidate's fiscal plan, seafood and fisheries management, encouraging new business in the state, and protecting the environment. The gubernatorial candidate forum was part of Southeast Conference's annual three-day meeting, which started Wednesday. A recording of the full debate is available at krbd.org. At a meeting Tuesday, the Haines Borough Assembly approved an ordinance that amends the borough's sales tax to exempt long-term housing rentals. This means that renters will not pay sales tax on any rental with a term longer than 9 months. Currently, renters pay a 5.5% sales tax on rentals within the town site and a 4% tax outside the town site. The idea to eliminate this tax was first proposed by Assemblyman Sean Mady. Mady said that when he first started managing the Dusty Trails apartment complex in Haines, the sales tax on rent seemed strange to him.
And the more I would talk to people not in Haines about it, they were just aghast that that was even a thing. It was not known to most people, and anyone who it was mentioned to was shocked that it was still happening.
The ordinance does not exempt rentals with a term shorter than 9 months from the sales tax. When asked why this distinction was made, Mady said that an abundance of short-term rentals makes it more difficult to find affordable long-term housing.
We have a really rough housing market, and it's very contingent on people visiting town. And a lot of people, when there's no economy in town, it's been proven that they have to develop their own economy. And the easiest way to do that is through bed and breakfast, VRBOs, a rental economy. And a rental economy typically gentrifies communities because it raises the cost of rent because of less availability. It makes it hard for people to find long-term rentals for an affordable rate.
Mady said he chose 9 months as the period for a long-term rental in order to align with the state's requirement that Alaskans reside in the state for at least 9 months each year to receive the permanent fund dividend. The loss of revenue that will result from the sales tax exemption for long-term rentals is estimated to be roughly $70,000. Mady said the sales tax exemption isn't about revenue.
It's not about bringing in revenue. It's about not taxing people to try to live in Haines. If we keep telling people we want people to live here and increase the school's population, we need to make it possible for people to live here.
Three hearings were held on the sales tax exemption, but very few residents spoke during the public comments period for the ordinance. The amendment to the borough's sales tax was passed unanimously. It will take effect October 1st. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.